You're listening to a Bucks Plus audio production on the Bucks Plus Network.
10th pick in the 2009 NBA draft.
Brandon Jennings wasn't just another draft pick by the Milwaukee Bucks.
That's for the culture.
The 6-foot lightning quick sensation from Compton, California, represented a change in the team's direction.
Jennings! Bucks rookie record, 53 points, a three-pointer! A record that has stood for 39 plus years!
And an excitement across the fan base that hadn't existed for nearly a decade. I'm Jim Paschke, and you're listening to Behind the Bucks, the Brandon Jennings story, presented by Gallagher on the Bucks Plus audio network.
I was just like, yeah, we're going to win in six. I mean, it's the Miami Heat. Of course, they're going to win a game. Like, they're going to win some games, and then we're going to beat them in six.
Episode 3, Bucks in six. The Wisconsin Sports Awards, an event in Milwaukee that celebrated the best in Wisconsin sports, invited Jennings in 2013 to receive the Community Involved Player of the Year honor.
Well, so for me, the biggest thing was Brandon Jennings even going to show up? Because you think about the Bucks back then, there wasn't any kind of guarantee that this was going to be a playoff team. So when the date gets set for the Wisconsin Sports Awards, it's like, okay, we do it when we know the Brewers can be there. We know the Packers could be there. And the Bucks are not really one of the big winners of awards like this at this time. So it happened to be the day after the regular season was over. And then all of a sudden, the Bucks make the playoffs. So we're wondering, are we going to get a last-second cancellation from Brandon Jennings, or will he actually be in the building?
Craig Carmison, founder and CEO of Good Karma Brands, the sports media company that created the Wisconsin Sports Awards, remembers the moment vividly.
So then we get the call, Brandon Jennings is on the way and is coming with Dan Smiechek. And so we're just excited he's going to be there, because I'm pretty sure the only other Buck who is expected to attend that night was Larry Sanders, who ends up no-showing as the show starts. So just the idea that we knew Brandon Jennings was en route, to us, that was a home run, never having any idea what was going to come.
I'm real confident in this. I'm sure everybody's writing us off, but...
So Brandon Jennings is up there, and all of a sudden, he brings up the idea of we can beat the Heat, and we can beat them in six. Like, the Miami Heat, it's tough to quantify how big the Miami Heat are in that moment. I mean, ESPN was hiring people just to follow the Miami Heat. Every loss was a major story for the Miami Heat. So now, here's the Milwaukee Bucks, this team expected to do nothing, and the leader of the team is saying they're going to beat the Heat in six games? I mean, this was a monster moment the second it happened.
Jennings confidently and accidentally started a cultural phenomenon that prophesized the future of the franchise.
I'm real confident in this. I'm sure everybody's writing us off, but I see us winning the series in six.
On Thursday, April 18th, 2013, Bucks in six was born.
I see us winning the series in six.
Well, so the first thing about this is this wasn't a big Bucks story. This was a big Heat story. Because there was no such thing as a big Bucks story. Nobody cared about the Bucks. The Bucks were an afterthought in the NBA and even in that postseason. So there was no thought that this would ever be a big story in Milwaukee or in Wisconsin. The only thought was this would be a NBA story or a Miami Heat story, never thinking that this could be part of Bucks lore or Bucks history.
And it was like, yeah, what do you think about the, you know, playoff series? I'm like, yeah, I mean, we're going to win in six. You know, I was just like, yeah, we're going to win in six. Like, I mean, it's the Miami Heat. Of course, they're going to win a game. Like, they're going to win some games, and then we're going to beat them in six.
I mean, this was big because this was going to be bulletin board material, not because it was going to become a mantra.
At the end of the day, listen, if this is going to be the last one, let's just try to, you know, end it on a great note. Let's go try to, you know, knock out the you know, number one team or whatever. Like, you know, I don't know. I was just like, and I always used to kill their guard. So me going in, Mario Chalmers and Norris Cole, oh, this is going to be a, you know, whatever. Like one of these games, Monte, me and you might get hot. We might get one. So just something like that.
As good as Brandon was, he still was a humble kid, kind of shy. He didn't strut around and you know, as a braggart or anything like that. He's just a real nice, humble, quiet kid. He just kind of different from what you saw on the floor.
That's Michael Thompson, who has known Jennings since his AAU days. He always knew Jennings carried himself with confidence.
He was so flamboyant, so charismatic on the court. But off the court, he was really nice, real soft-spoken, and just a real humble kid to be around.
Evan Cohen, the host of Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio and University of Wisconsin graduate, was in attendance hosting that evening, a well-known fan of the Miami Heat. And at the time, a South Florida radio host, he knew that something big had just happened.
As a Heat fan, I had seen the evolution of that big three from losing to Dallas to then beating the Thunder. And the way in which they beat that Thunder team, we're talking about a team that had Kevin Durant, had Russell Westbrook, and James Harden. So at that point, there was an invincibility that they had in that moment. And for the first time, there was someone that was publicly questioning them after they had gotten it done. A lot of people questioned them after they lost the Mavs. Once you beat the Thunder the way they did, and that series was not particularly close, that team had an invincibility.
More on Behind the Bucks coming up after this.
Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher. Trust is the foundation of any successful partnership, especially when it comes to managing risk and planning your future. That's why businesses turn to Gallagher. With over 95 years of experience, Gallagher has the expertise to help businesses navigate complex challenges and seize new opportunities. As a proud partner of the Milwaukee Bucks, Gallagher is dedicated to building confidence together. To learn more, visit AJG.com. Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and H&R Benefits consultant.
They didn't even win a single contest against the Heat, but it didn't matter.
No regrets at all.
Former teammate Michael Redd understood the confidence Jennings carried with each and every step.
Being so young, you certainly appeal to the younger demographic of the fans. And he was relatable, you know, to them as well. And his swag and what he brought to the table as far as how he lives his life and how he saw life was just really relatable to our fans. And he was exciting to watch as well. Just a breath of fresh air, a player to watch and enjoy, so fast, so quick.
Years later, Karmazin made a personal financial investment into the Milwaukee Bucks.
Well, so many things about me becoming an investor in the Bucks were interesting because as we were looking back, we heard that the new owners wanted to really lean into Fear the Deer. And I was thinking, God, isn't that kind of part of the cheesy past of the Bucks? And they really love that.
Years later, the mantra born that night would resurface and become the battle cry for a generation of deserving basketball fans in Wisconsin.
And so as we were looking back at things, the idea that Bucks in six ends up become part of the forward-looking culture was stunning. And the first time, to me, that it became interesting was as the team gets to the point where we're in the Eastern Conference Finals, we're playing the Raptors, we've lost two games in a row to the Raptors, but now here we are hosting game five at home. I'm thinking, this is going to be the Brandon Jennings moment. This is what we've been looking for, you know, at that point, you know, 6 years or so at that point. Bucks need to beat the Raptors game five and then win game six in Toronto. So that's when we dug up the old footage and actually played before the introductions that night in the arena. We played Brandon Jennings saying, I think we're going to win this thing in six games.
So what exactly does Bucks in six mean to you?
Bucks in six is a lifestyle.
Bucks in six to me will always mean what the summer of 2021 was as like a nostalgic memory of just that summer. I think we watched every single game. My husband and I watched every single game out except two. So we were out at bars, at the games themselves. it was a hectic. I was very tired by the time we won. But then my husband got tickets for us to go to game six. And so I joked a month before our wedding, as I posted our engagement photos, some of which we took outside of Fiserv. But I was like, I don't know what will be more fun, game six or our wedding. And I still think that it is tied.
A prophecy fulfilled and to continue to be fulfilled.
Bucks in six, to me, it means hope. It brings me back to a time where the Bucks were the little guy, the underdog, the David versus Goliath, and now we're world champs. And whenever I think about Bucks in six, I think about those teams that were the start of something great. And we're here now, baby. Go Bucks.
It makes me think about the day of the NBA Finals. You know, all day, I bet fans across Milwaukee are thinking Bucks in six. And then what happened? Bucks in six.
Makes me emotional. Thinking of the good old days back with Brandon Jennings. Just the good old days.
So I moved to Milwaukee in 2010, and the Bucks were terrible. They weren't very good for the first 3 or 4 years I lived in Milwaukee. So to see the lean days and then culminate with them winning the championship in six games and Brandon Jennings and fulfilling that Bucks in six prophecy, it represents to me the journey from the lean days to the championship. That's what Bucks in six means. It's a rallying cry for our city and encompasses the growth that we've experienced in my 15 years living here.
Bucks in six means championship to me. It also means community and it means belonging. When you hear that Bucks in six champ, it just makes me feel like I'm part of something much bigger than myself.
Bucks in six, that chant is so nostalgic to me. It takes me all the way back to when Brandon Jennings believed in this team like the city of Milwaukee believes in this team. It means championship. It means 2021. It means putting the team on your back like Giannis did. Bucks in six, baby.
I'm Jim Paschke, and here's what to expect on the next Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher.
I was at home watching, and Drew stole the ball, and I said, I was talking to my girl, I said, oh my God, they about to win. And Giannis dunked that right when he threw that. I said, oh my God, they about to win in six. Like, and then next thing you know, I start getting tweets.
This has been a Bucks Plus audio production.